The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Today's program, we're going to talk about audio-described events coming up, and we always appreciate the people at Arts Access. They put together this list, and I thank you very much. All right, we're going to start by looking at what's going on in Raleigh and Cary with the audio-described events. First up, Sunday, February 23rd, Seussical. This is Raleigh Little Theater, of course, about the nefarious Cat in the Hat and Horton the Elephant. This is a TYA version. That's theater for young audiences, and the curtain goes up at 5 o'clock on Sunday, February 23rd. Again, that's Seussical, Raleigh Little Theater. Sunday, March 1st, The Velveteen Rabbit. This is Applause, Cary Youth Theater at the Cary Arts Center. This British children's book chronicles the miraculous story of a toy rabbit made real by a child's love and a little magic. Also on Sunday, March 1st, Sweat. This is a Justice Theater project at Umstead United Church of Christ. This gritty, slice-of-life ensemble drama chronicles steelworkers in the Rust Belt sharing a lifetime of drinks, secrets, laughter, and friendship. After one of their own is promoted into management, a strike, layoffs, lockouts, and picket lines eat away at their trust, leading to an us-versus-them battle over NAFTA, income equality, unions, race, and loyalty. The performance starts at 3:30. Saturday, March 28th, it's Memphis. Explosive dancing, irresistible songs, and a thrilling tale of fame and forbidden love. Inspired by actual events, Memphis follows the story of a white radio DJ who wants to change the world and a black club singer waiting for her big break. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock, Saturday, March 28th. Again, we're going over upcoming audio-described events. Sunday, March 29th, it's Jungle Book. Again, Raleigh Little Theater. Mowgli grows up believing he's as fierce as a wolf as any of the members of his pack when he learns he's actually a human. This is, again, Raleigh Little Theater at 5 o'clock on Sunday, March 29th. And then there is a sensory-friendly performance. It's set for April 4th at 1 o'clock. Sunday, April 19th, A Raisin in the Sun. Walter Lee Younger hopes to use his father's life insurance money to open a liquor store with two partners. His mother, with the support of Walter's pragmatic wife, Ruth, and independent sister, Benita, instead used part of the money as a down payment on a house in an all-white neighborhood. Family tensions and prejudice they face form this seminal American drama. Again, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 o'clock. Sunday, April 26th, Shrek the Musical. Everyone's favorite ogre is back in this hilarious stage spectacle based on the Oscar-winning smash hit film. Shrek brings all the beloved characters you know from the film to life on stage and proves there's more to the story than meets the ears. This is Cary Players at the Cary Arts Center. Curtain goes up at 3. And Sunday, also April 26, 12 Angry Jurors. A 19-year-old is on trial for murdering his father. An open-and-shut case. 11 jurors vote guilty. One wants to talk. Tempers flare, prejudices are revealed, and battle lines are drawn and redrawn in a heated and thrilling exploration of reasonable doubt, justice, and the truth. This is a Justice Theater project, and the performance is at Fuquay Varina Arts Center at 3 o'clock. That's 12 Angry Jurors, Sunday, April 26th. Also on the upcoming Audio Describe list, we are going to switch over to Durham and Chapel Hill. Saturday, February 29th, it's Donna Summer Musical at DPAC. This is an 8 o'clock performance. Tuesday, March 10th, Julius Caesar, Playmakers Repertory Company, Shakespeare's classic play of politics and power, hits the stage at Playmakers for the first time ever. When Julius Caesar's heroic magnetism threatens to undo four centuries of Republican rule in Rome, a small band of patriots conspire to put things right. But they just might unleash more chaos than they bargained for. This is at Paul Green Theater on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. The performance starts at 7:30. Saturday, March 21st, The Color Purple. Don't miss this stunning reimagining of an epic story about a young woman's journey to love and triumph in the American South. It's the musical sensation the New York Magazine calls one of the greatest revivals ever. This is at DPAC at 2 o'clock on Saturday, March 21st. Then Friday, April 10th, Pippin at Hoof and Horn, Duke University's Bryant Student Center. Heir to the Frankish throne, the story follows the young Prince Pippin, accompanied by a troop of players, in his continued search for fulfillment in the glories of war, politics, religion, and sex. Saturday, April 11th, Bands Visit, and this is at DPAC. In this joyously offbeat story set in a town that's way off the beaten path, a band of musicians arrive lost and out of the blue. Under the spell of the desert sky and with beautiful music perfuming the air, the band brings the town to life in unexpected and tantalizing ways. The critically acclaimed smash hit Broadway musical is the winner of 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Again, that's Saturday, April 11th at DPAC. Tuesday, April 14th, Native Gardens. Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. Good fences don't always make good neighbors, but they do make for great comedy. An upwardly mobile Latinx couple with a baby on the way couldn't be more excited about their new home or their friendly new neighbors. But when a polite disagreement over a property line turns into a backyard brawl, cultures collide, and the mudslinging ensues, literally. And this is a 7:30 performance on Tuesday, April 14th, Native Gardens. Also, we're going to take a look at the upcoming audio-described events in the Triad area and in the Fayetteville and Sand Hills area. The Triad area, Saturday, April 11th, is Pride and Prejudice, all are at the Triad stage event. Shake off the mothballs, this isn't your grandmother's Jane Austen. In a world of ball gowns and palatial estates, Mrs. Bennet schemes to find suitable husbands for her daughters. But Elizabeth isn't so sure, at least not when it comes to the impossible Mr. Darcy. Dance into a world of mixed-up lovers in this irreverent adaptation of the classic romance. Performance is set for 2 o'clock. Saturday, May 23rd, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Come on down to Emerson's in a low-rent South Philly bar. A legend prepares to perform. It's 1959, and Billie Holiday is taking the stage for almost the last time, intimately sharing her loves and losses just with you. Give yourself over and be swept away by the singer and the song. Curtain goes up at 2. Again, that's Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, Saturday, March 23rd. Switching to Fayetteville and the Sandhills, both events on the list right now, Cape Fear Regional Theater. Thursday, April 16th, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. And the curtain goes up at 7:30. Thursday, May 21st, Jelly's Last Jam. Take your seat at the legendary Jungle Inn Nightclub with your host, jazz pioneer Jelly Roll Morton, for a night of music that might change your life, or might change his life. When the chimney man comes to ferry Jelly's soul away, he gets one last chance to make amends for his mistakes. From the back alleys of New Orleans to the stages of New York, this sizzling memoir has seductive harmony, phenomenal tap dancing, and a score you won't forget. And that program starts at 7:30. All right, looking at some of the clubs in downtown Raleigh, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, February 19th, Wednesday Night Titans with D&D Sluggers. Thursday, February 20th, Comedy Overload at 8, and DL Zine, None After Hours, and Sun Queen Kelsey. That's at 9 o'clock. Friday, February 21st, in the record shop, Eric Chesson at 5. Then at 9, it's Narbot with Zephranthes. Saturday, February 22nd, in the record shop, Jack Marion at 3 and Michael Daugherty at 5. Then at 9, Paladin with Datura, Nightmare, and Inanimous. Sunday, February 23rd, in the record shop, Dissimilar South at 3 and Sarah with an H at 5. Tuesday, February 25th, Poorhouse Music Hall, Nordista Freeze. Wednesday, February 26th, Pacifier X, Bumpin' Uglies, with Joey Harkham. Thursday, February 27th, The Broadcast with Striking Cooper. Friday, February 28th, Daniel Donato with Into the Fog and Taylor McCall. Saturday, February 29th, in the record shop, Clark Blomquist, or Blomquist, at 3, and Daniel Stevenson at 5. And then at 9, it's Off with Your Radio Head. Sunday, March 1st, Bobby Sparks of Snarky Puppy. His show starts at 8 o'clock. And then Monday, March 2nd, in the record shop, Open Mic Night with Lydia Lovelace. That starts at 7. Okay, the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Friday, February 21st, Railroad Earth with Handmade Moments at 8. Saturday, February 22nd, Same As It Ever Was. This is a Talking Heads tribute at 9. Wednesday, February 26th, Peekaboo's Impossible Tour at 9. Thursday, February 27th, Scythian at 8:30. Friday, February 28th, Whiskey Foxtrot with Jared Stout Band and Tyler Resch at 8. Saturday, February 29th, Aaron Hamm and Tan Sanders with Heads Up Penny and Rebels Fox. That show starts at 8. Sunday, March 1st, Michael Smirkanish, American Life in Columns. This is a seated event, and it starts at 2 o'clock. And Friday, March 6th, Cash Unchanged, the ultimate Johnny Cash tribute, and that starts at 8 o'clock. Then it's the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows there start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, February 21st, Chippendales 2020 Get Naughty Tour. That starts at 9. Saturday, February 22nd, NC K-Pop Festival at 6:30. Sunday, February 23rd, this is a sold-out show, just to let you know, it's Wallows. I don't know whether they have a waiting list or not, but if you want to see them, you might want to get on that list if it's available. Tuesday, February 25th, Trippy Red, Love Me More Tour, that is also sold out. Wednesday, February 26th, Dermot Kennedy, Without Fear Tour. Friday, February 28th, Ultimate 80s Party featuring Tiffany. Tuesday, March 3rd, Jackie's King of R&B Tour. And Thursday, March 5th, Big Head Toad and the Monsters with Los Colonas, 7:30. Okay, Nitro Circus, the high energy action sports show, will bring its tour to Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The Nitro Circus You Got This Tour stops in Durham on May 2nd. Carolina Music Festivals coming up around the state February 20th through the 23rd. It is Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. This is its 43rd year. Festival sites, Memorial Hall, Keenan Music Building, and Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall. February 21st through the 23rd, Bluegrass First Class. This is in Asheville at the Crown Plaza Resort. March 21st, Rock the Beach Festival. This is at Carolina Beach. And the festival site, the Carolina Beach Boardwalk. March 28th, Blue, Brew, and Q Festival. This is in Keenansville, and it's the fourth year of this event, the festival site, Duplin County Events Center. April 3rd and 4th, Surrey Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Dobson. April 4th, Dreamville Festival in Raleigh. April 11th, Loaded Up and Truckin' in Brevard. April 16th through the 18th, Big Lick Bluegrass Festival in Oakboro. And April 17th and 18th, Earth Day Jam in Salisbury. April 17th through the 19th, Little Creek Vineyard Earth Day Music Festival. That's in Snow Camp. The following three events all occur on April 18th. North Carolina Cuegrass Festival in Raleigh, Rocky Fest in Hiddenite, and Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival in Curry Beach. Okay, PNC Arena, Wednesday, March 4th, it is Zac Brown Band and their Owl Tour. The tour celebrates and features music from the band's newest album, The Owl. Saturday and Sunday, March 7th and 8th, it's Monster Jam, the Triple Threat Series. This is an adrenaline-charged family entertainment providing jaw-dropping displays and gravity-defying feats that promise to always leave fans entertained. Wednesday, March 11th, PNC Arena, Nick Cannon presents Wildin' Out Live Tour 2020. Fans can expect stand-up routines by their favorite Wild and Out cast members, as well as live music performances from some of today's hottest artists. Thursday, March 12th, Billie Eilish, Where Do We Go? World Tour. Concert is looks like it's sold out. Friday, March 13th, the Millennium Tour 2020. It features Omarion and Bow Wow with the Ying Yang Twins, Lloyd, Sammy, Pretty Ricky, and Soulja Boy. Sunday, March 15th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Friday, March 20th, Songman Michael Bublé. Sunday, March 22nd, is Winter Jam 2020. This is Christian music's premier multi-artist annual outing. The Winter Jam Tour Spectacular steps into a new decade with a fan-favorite headliner, Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Crowder. More than 10 artists are on the schedule. Suggested $15 donation at the door. General admission seating. Friday, March 27th, it's the Festival of Laughs, featuring some more Gary Owen, Lavelle Crawford, Tony Rock, DC Youngfly, and Carlos Miller. Sunday, March 29th, it's the Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday, April 25th, Women's Empowerment 2020. This annual event has built a legacy of excellence by celebrating the heritage, culture, impact, and influence of African-American women. Tuesday, May 19th, is JoJo Siwa, JoJo Siwa's Dream, the Tour. Sunday, May 24th, Ozuna, Nibiru World Tour, one of Latin music's most influential artists today. He has charted over 69 titles on the Billboard Hot Latin Songs chart in just the last 3 years. And Saturday, June 6th, the Dude Perfect 2020 Tour. All right, the Epicenter Festival is coming up in May. It's got a new location, Charlotte. Organizers announced the festival will be held May 1st through the 3rd at the Rock City Campgrounds in Concord, across from the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, I think. The Cheerwine Festival is coming up May 16th in Salisbury. The festival is set for May 16th in downtown Salisbury. And, of course, Salisbury is the home of Cheerwine. The North Carolina Pickle Festival is coming up in April. Where else would that be held but Mount Olive? It's set for April 24th and 25th. All right, checking out the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts coming up Friday, February 21st. It's the 11th annual Raleigh Blues Festival. The festival features Tucka, Pokey Bear, Nelly Tiger Travis, Roy C., Lacey, and Big G., and this is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 21st and 22nd, Johnny Mathis, the Voice of Romance Tour, North Carolina Symphony Special Event Concert, and this is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Sunday, February 23rd, Set It Off Live on Stage. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Join Stoney, Cleo, Frankie, and TT as their strength, loyalty, and ultimate friendships are tested when they fight their way out of poverty by doing the unthinkable. Banding together as four black women to rob a bank. Friday and Saturday, February 28th and 29th, it's Rachmaninoff Piano Concert No. 3, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Friday and Saturday, February 28th and 29th, it's the Hillbenders. This is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Inspired by the outpouring of support by The Who themselves and thousands of fans around the world who came out to celebrate, the Hillbenders' 2015 release, Tommy, a Bluegrass Opry, the Hillbenders have recently announced a follow-up project called Whograss, a chronological journey of The Who's legendary catalog through the wood and wire of bluegrass instrumentation. Again, the Hillbenders, Friday and Saturday, February 28 and 29. Saturday, February 29th, Karina a Venezuelan Latin pop music singer, songwriter, and actress. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. And Tuesday, March 3rd, Dvorak's Requiem. This is with the North Carolina Master Chorale at May Mandy Concert Hall, 7:30 performance. Moving over to Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, Wednesday, February 19th, Dancing with the Stars Live. Thursday, February 20th, Blippi Live. Friday, February 21st, at DPAC, an evening of entertainment with students from Durham Public Schools. Sunday, February 23rd, Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Tuesday through Sunday, February 25th through March 1st, it's summer. It's the Donna Summer Musical. Tuesday, March 3rd, is Bob Weir and Wolf Brothers. Wednesday, March 4th, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Welcome to the 20s 2.0. Wednesday, let me see. No, I just said that one. Thursday, March 5th, Randy Rainbow Live as an Emmy-nominated American comedian, actor, singer, writer, and satirist. Best known for his popular series on YouTube, Randy is currently touring the U.S. to sold-out shows. Also at DPAC, Friday, March 6th, Ilana Glazer. Saturday and Sunday, March 7th and 8th, Sebastian Maniscalco, You Bother Me Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, March 10th through the 15th, Les Miserables. Friday through Sunday, March 20th through the 22nd, The Color Purple. Tuesday, March 24th, The Choir of Man, the best pub show you've ever seen. And then, let me see, where are we at? Thursday through Sunday, March 26th through the 29th, Giselle, American Ballet Theater. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.